Well, that's good. And hello, welcome to everybody there. So I'll get started. And at 11, I'm so excited. Anyway, hello, welcome to Simply Syndicated Gaming News. It's time for gaming news. And if you're watching us live, hello, everybody. And we'll be doing a Nintendo Direct live coverage right after the show. But I won't put that in the podcast version, so go on over to Twitch. It's just me and Emma tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's not here. I will say as many frightening things as I can to make up for it. But he has done a wonderful agenda for us, which is going to help out immensely. Starting with tonight. All right. Now, he mentioned this actually shortly after last week's show, didn't he?
Keyboard.
The keyboard that lets you know when there's a Steam sale.
It's dangerous.
Terrifying.
It's awful.
What this actually does, I mean, it's a little bit cooler than that, actually. We've all seen the RGB keyboards, which are range from there's a light behind your keyboard to, is it Blackpool? No, Blackpool's not that bright or has as many lights.
Why is my electricity bill in four figures? Oh, okay, it's my RGB keyboard.
I have an RGB keyboard, but it's a really, really shit one. It's a really, I'm going to show everybody on the video stream. Let's see if I can hold it up here. I'm not talking to... Anyway, sorry. Yeah, this I have one here, and it's just a really, really awful one. And it only has one colour at a time. So you just have to press the button to change the colour. It's terrible. But this one, you can tie it to IFTTT. So anything that you can get notifications for on there... You can get your keyboard to do a lighting display. Oh, this is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I think it's ridiculous.
It's one of the things that, oh, that's a cool novelty. But I think if you seriously bought it and went, I know, I'm going to link it to, you know, every time my team scores a goal or something, you would be furious with it within minutes. I think I would. But I mean, like I say, it's fun for that, but if you're sort of, this is the main feature of our keyboard, I mean, I think you're on a bit of a hide into nothing. Also, if you've got something that has a Steam sale, you might as well just get your waste paper bin, throw your money directly into it and burn it, because that is so, I mean, for me, with like my very poor impulse control, that would just be, oh God, the people with no neck bailiffs will be coming around our house to take our stuff. That is incredibly bad.
That said, you've got to be a person who's got $249 to drop on a keyboard.
Ugh.
Which
they put it next to their iPhone.
Yeah. I mean, they're great things. I would like one, but again, $249 on a keyboard. I don't
that's
need
ridiculous.
It that much. I don't. Let's move on. Okay. Splatoon and Journey design secrets on display at London Exhibition.
Mm.
Did I put this on there?
I didn't.
Well, let's move on to the next story, because I don't really have it. I mean, like, that's the story.
Yeah, pretty much.
Artwork, and you can go and look at it in a place that displays artwork. And it's from Nintendo stuff. Anyway, a fan is fact-checking the Assassin's Creed franchise for his story. Change this. A man with far too much time on his hands has found a way to piss his life away with absolutely no worth whatsoever.
I think it has worth. I mean, I think what was interesting to me about this is I'm not sure. I mean, Mike put it in for me to look at because he knows that I find this stuff quite interesting, I think. I think what's interesting about this process is what Ubisoft's criteria is for putting historical events in Assassin's Creed, which is if you can go on Wikipedia and find out in 5 minutes something, that is the criteria for what we will put in the game.
Well, they're
as far as historical accuracy.
They're mentioning the 30-second Wikipedia rule in this article.
Yeah, 30 seconds, sorry, not 5 minutes, 30 seconds, you're right. Yeah, so the idea is that if you can't go on and fact check something that happens in one of their games inside 30 seconds, then it's fair game, essentially. For example, you know, who was where when in Assassin's Creed 2 in real life? So Leonardo da Vinci's in it. Was Da Vinci in this town when he meets Ezio in real life? Probably not, but a cursory skim of Leonardo's Wikipedia page isn't going to tell you either way. So most people playing the game will just let that fly, according to Ubisoft, which is quite interesting. It's quite an interesting approach to how they do it. For me, it's really interesting to compare. I mean, because I've got a little bit of knowledge, but I sort of I enjoyed reading those threads. I thought they were really interesting as kind of a fan of the game and a fan of history in general. So, I mean, I found it very worthwhile to read. But I mean, I wouldn't do it myself. So, but yeah. I mean, if you're a history buff, then go for your life, go for it. I think that I don't get quite as upset as I think maybe the person who wrote this. He was quite angry about some of the things that happened in the first game.
It really is like, dude, get a girlfriend or something. What, you know, this is too much. This is too much. It's just a game,
right?
And to a certain extent, who cares how historically accurate it is?
Well, especially in the whole meta universe of Assassin's Creed, because the games are especially sort of in the middle ones, it's a bit of a spoiler. So if you haven't played like 4, the Abstergo, the company who make the animus that Desmond and other people experience Assassin's memories through, they use that to make video games. So the games that you are playing are the products of Abstergo in some of them. So they're manipulated anyway to show how the Templars want history to be presented. So kind of fact checking some of the later ones is a bit of a nonsense because they're deliberately wrong in some cases.
Yeah.
If you see what I mean. So I can see why he started with sort of the earlier ones because that idea is kind of later on in the series. I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, it's an interesting thought exercise for me anyway, but I can see how you would see it as a waste of time.
Yeah.
Also, I can appreciate that.
I'm sorry I'm still in the waste of time camp, but yeah. But this links into our next story.
Yeah.
Of Assassin's Creed 3 doing a remaster.
Yeah, the thing that no one has ever asked for. Straight for you. Yeah, because they revealed details of the DLC that's going to come with Odyssey, the game that's due out next month. And it's a hefty old DLC. It's $40.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was going to ask you for help and advice on this particular subject.
Yeah, right.
The game's out soon, and I wish to procure a copy for a certain lady friend of mine.
Right.
And I went to look at pre-ordering it.
Mm.
Now, that's a nightmare, isn't it? Right there.
It is, yeah, because there's loads of different, like, because there's one that comes, there's like the Medusa one, which comes with a statue. There's the Amazon exclusive one, usually. There's the gold one. So how it worked last time with Origins was there was like the basic, just the game version, which is like sort of the $49.99 mark usually. Amazon usually do an exclusive inverted commas one, which I don't think is really worth it. It's usually like another $5-7 quid on top of the basic price, and they'll give you like codes for a few weapons that you will out level within an hour of playing.
Right.
So don't worry about that. I mean, it usually comes in a nice box, but and then there's usually the gold version, which they usually price with Origins. They priced at $79.99.
It is with this one as well.
Yeah, so that does represent a saving over buying all the individual pieces of DLC, I think. It did last time.
Retrospect, this one comes with that. So that's the game. And the season pass.
Yeah, and the deal for season pass, yeah. Which by their reckoning will now include a remastered version of 3 and Liberation, which is sort of the shorter game that came out on PlayStation Plus, on the PSP, I think it came out on first and then went on to consoles later.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's a good game, but it's better than 3. But it's sort of a companion piece to 3, so I mean, that is kind of take it or leave it. But just sort of going from my experience last time, in my opinion, I think it's probably worth getting the gold version because the DLC that you get, yes, it is quite expensive, but if it's anything like the DLC we got with Origins, it's basically like another half of the game you've just played. So it's in terms of length and stuff that's in it, and you know, it, I think that it is kind of worth it. So I would sort of maybe look at the gold version. I think if I, you know, if I was looking for a day one purchase of Odyssey, which I probably can't afford, sadly, I would sort of lean towards getting the gold version because it will save you money over buying the vanilla version and the DLC later.
Oh, but it hurts. It's $79.99.
Yeah, it hurts. I'm not going to lie, it hurts.
It's not even my game. That's the other thing. There's the Medusa edition, yeah, $89.99.
Yeah, that's the one that comes with a statue, I think the Medusa edition comes with.
And then, you see, what I've realised is you can't pre-order the regular bog standard edition. There's the there's the limited edition exclusive to Amazon, which is $49.99. That's what it costs then, this game, isn't it?
That's what it costs, yeah. I think that's basically... I mean, it costs the same as the regular off-the-shelf version. You may as well go for that. But like when I got Origins, the Amazon exclusive edition was like a few quid more than the vanilla one, and it wasn't worth it, in my opinion. But as if they're the same price, then fuck it, go for the Amazon one.
Right then. Okay. God, this is going to hurt. I'm going to pay it.
Yeah, it's painful.
Game.
It's, that is the thing. The DLC price is hefty. Yeah. I mean, it's essentially buying a AAA game again. But, you know, I mean, I think if the DLC is anything like the length and quality of the DLC which came with Origins, then, I mean, kind of ripping the plaster off and paying that money was painful, but the amount of stuff I got out of it was kind of worth the price. So I mean, because I put over 120 hours into that game all told. So
you see, it's weird because it's like what's it like when you give Alison an Assassin's Creed game, she sort of goes dark. She just disappears. She ceases to be, and 2-3 days later, she'll emerge and go, done it. And you're like, what? Like, I've done all of it. I've 100%ed it. That's it. Bring on the DLC. Like, what? That's it. And it's just like this never-ending hungry thing that you just throw food in. And it's never full.
Before, it's never satisfied. This may take her longer because I'm interested to see how the achievements work and the trophies work because this has multiple endings, apparently, this game. It has a branching narrative.
Right.
So, if we want 100%, I'm interested to see if we want 100% it, because, like, so Origins had a New Game Plus, but for me was kind of useless, but because by the time they've rolled out New Game Plus, it, you know, I'd done 98% of everything the game had to offer me. So, going back and starting again with my levels was kind of like... I didn't see a lot of point to it as well, because when you start the New Game Plus, the enemies are level to your level.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can just go and bash bods to get through to some of the other quests or quickly. You haven't got any more advantage than when you played it the first time, essentially. But if it's got a branching narrative and New Game Plus, which I think that this will have from day one, then it makes much more sense to have New Game Plus because you can go back, do it again, pick another path. Also, you've got a male and a female protagonist to choose between. So you can play once as a bloke, once as a bird. So I'm sort of thinking about it now. I'm worried about, you know, this could exceed a Fallout playthrough in terms of time, I think, for me.
It will still be 3 days in this house and it will just be weird. When is it out? October 5th. She'll be done by the 10th. Definitely by the 10th. Probably.
Well, I was going to say, she spoils it for me, I will come round and break her kneecaps because I probably won't be getting it till Christmas. So I'll have to keep my powder dry because, as I say, that sort of price is a little bit... Can't really do it at the moment, so...
Does Chuck buy video games much?
No.
That's the problem.
Only for me.
I that's how Alison manages to get as many. I'm justifying buying them for me. So it's
yeah. See, the thing is that Chuck doesn't play games. Chuck stopped playing games in 1984. So he got to the spectrum and stopped.
Fair enough.
He is really upset by the amount of buttons on the controller and stuff. I mean, it's more than two. So, because once I nagged him into playing Left 4 Dead with me, I tried to teach him how to play Left 4 Dead because obviously it's a cooperative game. So I thought we could play that together if I can teach him. And he spent most of it spinning around in a cupboard. Because
okay.
He was just couldn't do the two sticks. He just, you know, I was like, you know, this one, you think about this one is like your head and this one is your legs, essentially. And no, couldn't stick it. So, yes, it's a solitary endeavor for me.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's rag on EA for a minute. Because why not?
Oh, sure.
Oh, and DICE as well. And Battlefield as well. Oh, I do like making fun of these things. Let's see. No, so this is a story from Game Reactor. I don't know where Mike finds all these websites. I really don't. Anyway.
He's probably got a Google thing.
I wish I had a Google thing. I'll have to look into that. So let me... Right. Not too long ago, a post on Reddit claimed there was a censor in place in the chat for the Battlefield 5 open beta that restricted the use of the phrase DLC or anything similar, with the phrase white man also being restricted. Okay, I'm assuming this is a text-based chat.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, all right, okay. Basically, they had a filter on a text chat room, and they've been overzealous with it, to say the least.
Shocking.
Yeah, and it looks like, as they say, please note this is a work in progress, and we'll be taking this feedback to tweak the sensitivity of the filter and improve its usage without censoring relevant conversation. Healthy discussion is what drives improvement in our games, and we'd never want to impede that. Yes, you would. But, you know, this is just one of those things that happens, isn't it?
It is, really. Also, I think that EA, bless them, could restrict everything except use of the letter A, and people would find a way to racially slur other people in the chat room using only that. Sort of blocking these things is kind of almost a waste of time, because people will find a way, will dedicate themselves. If you say you cannot use the phrase X, Y, or Z in the chat room, people will go out of their way to find a way to say it. So almost you're kind of making a rod of your own back by filtering out, you know, the abilities, other people's ability to slur each other's mothers in Battlefield 5 chat rooms.
Oh, dear. I'm kind of amazed that they're still a thing, these games. Like, haven't we moved on? Like Battlefield games. I'm just a bit...
No, people's thirst for multiplayer battle games is never-ending, apparently.
Well, it seems
like I was watching... like a Let's Play the other day, and it was in Ghost Recon Wildlands, and you know they were doing the multiplayer, and they were in a lobby, and they're in there with like a guy who's Prestige 7. Like, do you understand how long it takes to Prestige 7 times in these games?
Yeah,
isn't usually
that
you have to get to level 50, and then you go back. You know, you Prestige and you go back and then do it again. He's done it 7 times.
Get a different game, mate. That's. Do you know, I've been in sort of a personal turmoil with F1 2017. As I may have mentioned in previous shows, I have well passed the 100-hour mark. Mm. And I've sort of hit that wall of now, it's just time. There are other games, you know. That I can't give that much time to one game, especially one that I can't get anything else out of, really. So... I've got to stop playing it. But yeah, I've just been feeling guilty that I've spent that much time playing a single game. And yet there's people like this that really only play one game.
Yeah, just play a game. And for hundreds of hours to Prestige 7 times. That's just not even funny. I mean... In a way, you know, there is a certain level of admiration in it, but, you know, you've kind of dedicated, you know, you're so into this game and you've dedicated yourself to master it. But with like multiplayer, I mean, because I don't like multiplayer, I just don't see a lot of the appeal of playing the same map over and over and over and over, you know, with with a bunch of randos to you know, it has such limited appeal to me. I will tolerate a lot of boredom as my, you know, 7 weeks and spoiler alert, continuing love affair with Minecraft goes on. So I can't criticise in that respect, but I think it's just because multiplayer just has no appeal to me whatsoever. You know, playing the same, you know, Nuketown map in Call of Duty for, you know, thousands of hours, I couldn't stick it.
No.
So in a way, bravo, but...
It can be done better than these games do it. I mean, that's my biggest problem with it is that, you know, I used to play Call of Duty with Mike back in the Black Ops day. And yeah. The gameplay lasted for maybe two or three iterations of Call of Duty. And then you suddenly realize, I am not giving you another 40 quid for this game again. And I'm just not doing it. It's the same game. It's just more. And everybody stopped. And I've never wanted to go back.
I think the people who play Call of Duty and, you know, Battlefield, I think for a large part, there are people who, we talked about people who just play FIFA and just play PES and things like that. I think there are people who just have a shelf of Call of Duty games and that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of think, you know, while we're always in that argument of being a gamer and all of that certain people in the gaming community like to throw around. I'm not one for that, but I feel like if you just do that, you don't get to have that title kind of thing. You are a Call of Duty-er. That's what you
so
are.
I think that it's kind of like, you know, like in music and, you know, you like a certain genre. So can you call yourself a music fan or are you just a fan of that genre? I think you can sort of call yourself a gamer and just be into one and just be very focused. It kind of like the people, like, have you ever been like in a Smiths and you go and you look at magazines and it will have like an incredibly niche speciality magazine and you think, who the fuck
is
buys this? And not only, you know, there's as many of them as require a magazine. But, you know, I appreciate there are people who have very narrow focus. And I think that gaming is kind of enough of a broad church that they can call themselves gamers. You know, it's kind of like, I am a Christian, but I'm only, you know, I only do one bit of it. Or, you know, I'm a gamer, but I only play Call of Duty.
Yeah, you're not a gamer if you only play Call of Duty. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. I just think that's how it goes. What have we got next? What's the time as well? 9:31. Just counting down to 11 o'clock, everybody. I'm so excited. I don't know why. Forza Horizon getting James Bond DLC. I love and hate this in equal proportions. Forza Horizon, we've seen the gameplay. Looks actually a lot of fun. Looks spectacular. We saw that at E3, and it's coming soon. And I was quite into the idea of getting it, especially with this gaming PC rig. It's, you know, this is what it's for. Forza Horizon 4, that kind of thing. And they've announced today that there will be a day one DLC for this game. Now, day one DLC is a phrase that angers me greatly. And makes me want to turn green and smash buildings. But we're lucky I can't do that, by the way. So while I'm getting the anger of the day one DLC, what this day one DLC is 10 cars from the James Bond films to use in the game. And I want that. And it's really annoying. So,
yeah. I think if you do buy Forza, I would say hold off on it because if it's extra paid, I mean, if it's paid on day one, wait like 6 months, they'll be giving it away for free.
Yeah. I'm in no rush, I suppose. These games stick around for ages. And
They do. Yeah. And a lot of it will end up being freebie or you get a free play day and you can play it. I bet they're angry about the fact that, I mean, James Bond is mostly the news because no one wants to do it anymore. that James Bond 25 is right up shit creek without a paddle at the moment.
I'll do it. I will do it. I mean, just to put that out there. Barbara, if you're listening, honestly, I'll direct it. I'll be James Bond. I'll do both or whatever. I feel that neither is a waste of my talents.
One
or the other or both, I think, would be fine. From what I gather, they wanted to kill off James Bond at the end of the movie. And Danny Boyle didn't want to do that. And it would have been, because they're not going to kill off James Bond because money.
No.
So it would have been like a cliffhanger. Like, oh no, James Bond's dead. End of film. Wait for the next one. And maybe when he comes back, he's not Daniel Craig anymore. That kind of thing.
Yeah, it'd be a Search for Spock type deal. Yeah. He's not really dead. We'll sort it out. I think the timing really could be worse.
Yeah, I really hate that idea. So they're doing this for the Forza 4. I'm into it, but I'm going to wait. It's not a day one purchase for me. Not at all. Well, there's a plane in that one. And you can drive the Lotus, and they've even put the Citroen 2CV in there, apparently.
Can you drive it underwater?
I don't know, but that would be awesome.
That will be you have to. You can't not. The first thing everyone's going to do is drive it straight into the nearest lake. It's got to work.
I'll be giving that a go. Buy Forza Horizon 4 from Amazon. Oh, it's an Xbox One game as well, of course. $89.99. Oh, that's the Ultimate Edition. Because
it better come with a fucking car for that money. Jesus H.
Because editions. It doesn't even say what that includes.
What you're going to get.
On Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a Standard Edition. $59.99. Even that is a lot of money. And I'm looking at the Windows.
Keep your powder dry, mate.
The download code for Windows 10. Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll be waiting for a sale on that one, Microsoft. I think.
Yes, I think so.
Let's move on. Fortnite. Oh, yeah. Monopoly and Nerf Blasters for Fortnite are coming. Because you've got to have another themed Monopoly.
Of course.
Do you have any themed Monopolies?
I'm waiting for one at the moment. I don't know what I would put in the utilities.
We have a Leeds one, which is fun. Because you can.
Well, the thing is, though, Monopoly is already London, isn't it? So it's kind of true. You know.
You kind of live in your own special Monopoly.
Well, when I worked in the city before I moved here, I worked at the Angel, which is one of the squares on the Monopoly board. And in our branch, we had a plaque, like a Monopoly branded plaque, saying, "No, this is where the Monopoly square is."
Hang on, is there some sound playing somewhere? Hang on, just
not with me.
My fucking phone again, or is it? Is it? Hang on, where am I hearing this? Sorry, I'm hearing sound playing. Ah, it's this website. Then why isn't it? Where did that sound come from? Oh, that's interesting.
Heard you talking shit about it.
Clearly. Clearly. Oh, I don't know why that wasn't going with it. Sorry, everybody. Little technical hiccup. I still don't entirely know what I'm doing here. I'll be honest. Sorry, Fortnite Monopoly. I like this stuff. I can't believe I'm still amused by specialist monopolies. I can't believe I'm still amused by Monopoly, to be perfectly honest with you. I weirdly love that game.
It is a terrible game. I dislike it intensely. I mean, because I don't think I've ever got through one that didn't end in some sort of fist fight. So, yeah. I mean, we played last Monopoly, Novelty Monopoly, I think I played Star Wars Episode 1 Monopoly.
I had that one. Yes. I had that one. It was terrible. I don't know why that one. Well, I know why. This Fortnite one looks cool, though. I need to get my Fortnite game back on at the moment. I've not played it for a little while.
Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't been talking about it for a while.
Well, if they'd added Formula One cars from 2017, I'd have been there. But,
well,
you know,
there you go.
You can't ask for everything. I'm really sorry, everybody, but at this point in the show, I need to stop to blow my nose. You might have told. I'm a little bit stuffy. This is what I don't like video for this reason, because you've got to not blow your nose. What do you do if you're on
people
like,
pay you money to do that on the thing, wouldn't you?
what do you do if you like present GMTV or whatever is on television in the morning times and you're live and you need to blow your nose?
Just don't. Just have the candles.
Do they have morning television still? All right, yeah. I remember seeing it when I was still going to school, but since then, not so much. Anyway,
yeah, Chuck tells me about it. It's on when he gets up.
I was blowing my nose, which I'll do off camera. Sorry, I've built it up as a big.
Should do it on camera. Probably someone really into it.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry about that. I'll cut that out of the podcast version. That's what you get for being live. Anyway, I'm all talked out about this stuff. It was only a little, isn't that a thing? Huh? Kind of new stuff.
Yeah.
Bigger stuff. Nintendo. Okay, right. Let's get on to the Nintendo stuff. New Switch thing. I kind of like it.
I do, but I have a thing about asymmetrical colours. I like matching pairs of things. But and the fact that they're slightly different colours, the Joy-Cons, it's a bit...
But all the Switch controllers are like that.
Yeah, but I know, but they're kind of two very contrasting colours. You can say, okay, well, this is a set. Whereas those two, it's like yellow and slightly different yellow.
Now, I must admit, I was surprised to see this because it's been rumoured for months.
Ages. I feel like we've been talking about it a few times.
Yeah. And so I honestly thought if we were going to see it, it would have been out before now, or at least announced before now. But here it is. And I kind of, when I'd imagined it, the brown of the brown controller was much more brown. It was much closer to chocolate brown in my head.
Yeah, you sort of want that, yeah, like that kind of like I don't want to say a B because that's yellow and black, but closer to that.
Yeah, you are right. This is just yellow and dark yellow.
Different yellow.
You know, and for that reason, it's a bit odd. I did imagine a darker brown. But I honestly think this is the shape of things to come. I'm stunned we haven't seen many things like this. To be honest.
I mean, and as well, you'll have your throat slit in Argos over that coming on the run up to Christmas.
Oh, God.
They will sell like hot cakes.
God, yeah. This is how you sell 20 million consoles this year. You stick
spray a picture of Pikachu on it, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's a yellow and less yellow controller. The dock has a Pikachu and an Eevee on it. Oh, there's a video. I don't know where that sound was coming from before, so I'll have to be careful. Oh, I think I figured it out. Yeah, anyway. But I don't know if I'll be getting the game, so I don't know. This is obviously not a reason to buy a Switch if you already have a Switch. It's the same Switch. It's just got stickers on it. So,
but if you haven't got a Switch and you love Pokemon then and you've been holding off, maybe get this Switch.
Oh, it has it has the game pre-installed. So that's the thing. It is a whole Pokemon package.
It's a fair wedge, though, I think, in the article. I can't remember. But it seemed quite expensive, even with the game pre-installed.
Let's see. There are two bundles, one each for the Pikachu and Eevee versions of the game. Each comes with a download code, a brown and yellow Joy-Con decal-decorated Switch dock, and the Pokeball Plus peripheral. Right, so that's... So the bundle, $400?
Mm.
That's about right. Well, as they say, it's a saving of $10 because you're getting you're getting the game, and it's that controller. It's the Pokeball thing.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Money. Oh God, how do I go to Amazon and let it just be Amazon without me signed into it, showing my address on the front page of the fucking website? That's all.
Have you got incognito browser? Can you browse incognito?
Let's see. It just won't show me Amazon. Like, it's...
Well, it won't show you just plain Amazon.
No, it wants me to sign in. And every time I go to the website, it makes me sign in. Right, there. Why does it have to display postcode on the... Anyway, what was I looking for? Pokemon...
The Pokemon Switch.
That's it. I just wanted to see what it was actually coming out at. If they had it. Well, right. So the ball and the game is 90 quid on its own.
Oh, crikey.
The ball on its own is 50 quid. The game on its own is 45 quid. You can get a pack of both of them for £89.99. And a Switch is still £279. So it works out about right.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
I kind of imagine, you know, if anyone's going to buy that ball, it's going to be the people who would buy a Pokemon special Switch in the first place, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it's fun. I do like the contrast. Right. Can you see the article that is linked for this at all?
Yes.
Right. Lower down, it shows the Joy-Cons with the bumper things attached.
Mm-hmm.
And now the brown of the... yellow one on the right. That's what I imagine would be the dark brown of the other controller.
Yes, entirely agree. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was expecting. Because it looks good in contrast, like they're showing by putting it as the bumper thing on the yellow thing there. Whereas the other thing reminds me of It's cappuccino colour there. I'm doing colour swatches now. And then moving on from Nintendo, or to more Nintendo, I don't know how I feel about this, but Civilization 6 is coming for the Switch.
And Rich never got off the toilet again.
Yeah, that's it. You will never see me again now. I feel compelled to buy it because it's Civ 6, even though I've got it on this PC in front of me right now. I could be playing it while
you've got Civ 6 on the PC?
Yes. I already own it. Okay. I bought it, and I probably got it for significantly less money than I'll pay for it on the Switch. I mean, then I'll be able to pay for it on the Switch if I get it on the Switch. Okay.
Yeah, so, but you can't poo and play Civ 6 at the moment, which is the thing that's obviously missing from your life.
Exactly.
Yep.
So this clearly needs to be a thing. I am curious.
So,
go ahead.
No, go carry on.
I'm curious to see if it will be the full Civ 6 experience. I believe it can be. You know, there's no reason.
I mean, I'd be interested to see how the UI would work.
That's the
A keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. I think worst comes to worst, you're sort of moving a pointer around the screen with a Joy-Con, but hopefully it will be better than that. But also, there's a lot of information on the screen. A lot of information. And to do that, not just doing it on a 1080p television is one thing, but doing it on that Switch handheld screen is an entirely different thing altogether. And I am curious to see how that will work out.
Well, I mean, considering that as far as I'm aware, none of the Civ games and like a lot of these real time strategy games, which are mostly for mouse and keyboard, really, and not a lot of them have made the jump to console. I mean, Civilization never has, as far as I know. You can use Steam controller with it, can't you?
Yeah, you can. There have been sort of console versions of Civilization, but never what they've called. You know, just by the fact they're calling this is Civ 6.
Yeah.
You know, this is
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's you can get it for the iPad as well.
Yeah. I wonder if they can make it work. I mean, I wonder if they would sort of go, okay, perhaps they put it on Xbox and PlayStation. I mean, maybe they'd have a go at doing a console release if they can make it work on the Switch, if it's the full Civ 6 experience.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? If you can make it work on a Joy-Con, then you can surely make it work with an Xbox or a PlayStation controller.
Absolutely. And if you've already got a PC version, then putting it on the Xbox is, I would imagine, minimal
Child's
effort.
Play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be interested to, I mean, I'm obviously, as you know, I'm not the world's greatest player of RTSs because I'm too dumb to play them. Am I sort of right in thinking that Civ 5 is kind of regarded as the golden example of the series, and Civ 6 not so much? Or
Because
I think they changed a few things, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. There are definitely changes. They are two very different games.
Right.
And sorry to be pedantic, so we don't get emailed. They're turn-based strategy, which
fair
is
enough.
The real-time strategy I kind of preferred before I discovered these games because Age of Empires and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, 5 is considered to be the better game, but that doesn't mean they're going to bring out 5. They're going to push the new one, the current.
They're pushing a new one, yeah. I mean, most of what I know about 5 is the memes about Gandhi nuking people.
Yeah.
So there my knowledge runs out.
As I understand it, there was sort of a bug in the first version of the game, Civ 1, that meant Gandhi would reach a point and then suddenly go, like, no, I'm going to destroy the world. And that was very funny to people. So they, to a certain extent, sort of left that characteristic in there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 6 is fine. I don't have a problem with it. I've enjoyed playing many hours on it, and I will play many more. And as you say, on the toilet. So I'm up for this. I am up for this. We'll see how it goes. But
I'm interested in from a sort of design perspective of how they make it work with with Joy-Cons and the Switch. So I'm interested to sort of watch this space.
Yeah, it's a good game, and this has sort of come out because of that delayed Direct last week as well.
Mm.
It seems that after they, you can cancel the Nintendo Direct, but everybody else that's got news posts ready to go for that they're difficult to rein in, and some things auto fire, and I believe that was one of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, because they're not Nintendo. They've got a schedule and shareholders and all that sort of thing. So they have to go, essentially. So, yeah, Nintendo can deal with Nintendo. They've got plenty of news other than Civ 6 is going to be on our console. So,
absolutely. We'll also hopefully be finding about the online service later.
Oh, yes, the much vaunted online service.
They're going to have to tell us eventually.
It's got to happen. Do you know what it's like? It's like when we bought this house and the estate agent said, "You'll never guess what, Mrs. Foster, it's only got windows." And you're like, "Well, of course it's only got windows. It's a fucking house, ain't it? They all got windows." And they're like, "Oh, no, no, no." You know, this is what it feels like with Nintendo. You'll never guess what you can play online. Well, yeah, obviously.
They are really cutting it close. They've said memberships will start on the 18th. We are recording the show
next week
on the 13th. It is less than a week away at this point. It's Tuesday next week. And we know nothing. We know nothing. They've said nothing. They've done nothing. I mean, arguably, had the Direct gone ahead by now, we would have known all of this last Thursday.
Yes. It is, let's say, the two natural disasters that conspired to end Nintendo's latest Direct. You know, interfered with it, you know, quite rudely, so.
But still, Nintendo, for fuck's sake. I've already sworn on this show. I try not to, but for fuck's sake, Nintendo. And the chances are, I'm being recommended videos on YouTube of the Switch Online service is garbage already. Like, you don't know yet, but probably.
Hasn't even started.
Probably is, though. It's not an unreasonable expectation at this point in time, to be honest with you. We know we're getting some cloud saves for some games, not all games. They need to be enabled in game, not by the system. So, and some games that Nintendo make, they've already said that you're not getting cloud saves for Splatoon 2. People can use it to cheat. Like, well, can't you stop them? No, we just don't have cloud saves for that game. Don't lose your Switch. Like, what? No. So we've got that. We know we're getting NES games.
Well, everything comes with NES games now, doesn't it?
Well, can I just...
You tried to flog me a box with NES games on it Nintendo.
I'm holding one in my hand right now. This is how excited I am about more NES games. They're all here in this box now. And that, and online play that we've had free for the last 18 months, you know.
Like, I mean, you really want it, ideally. Like, I mean, it's so strange to me. Like, when I, not the last marathon I did, the one before, I played Left 4 Dead. Like, I hadn't played Left 4 Dead since I played it on the 360. It went backwards compatible on the one. So I streamed from my one. So I put I downloaded it, the game, onto my one. I pressed play. It said syncing cloud saves, and my stats were there. It took like 2 minutes. I don't understand how they cut it. It cannot be done.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? It really is ridiculous, and that's what's so frustrating about it. To be perfectly honest, that it's just do the right thing now. It's so glaringly obvious what the right thing is, but they won't.
I'm really intrigued as to how they think that, you know, the integrity of Splatoon 2 is under threat by cloud saves. I'm really, because I don't think any other multiplayer game has got the executives in the offices, you know, rending their clothes and say, if only we hadn't enabled the cloud saves, the thing is ruined. It's only them.
Hang on. How have I missed? Right. I'm on Twitter now. And
yes.
Because of the way I arrived there, I'm looking at the hashtag Nintendo Switch Online. And hang on, is that really Nintendo? Ah, that's why. Right, never mind. Sorry, false alarm. Thought I was reading about N64 games on the Switch. It's a parody account.
There we go.
I hate Twitter so much. I just hate it so much. Go away, Twitter. And roll on 11 o'clock. God, there's an hour and 5 minutes left. We haven't got that much news left.
Not really.
Switch Online. Oh, there'll be a free 7-day trial. Woot.
Yeah, which you'll forget, which you'll have to pay for up front and then remember to cancel, which you never will. So, you know, enjoy that.
Yeah. Also, right, your Nintendo Switch Online account. Oh, hang on, that webpage just disappeared. Right, this is complicated and I don't fully understand.
Yeah, I didn't understand this, really. No.
So you have a Switch, right? Right, lock Switch user profiles to their linked Nintendo account. Okay, right. So on the Switch itself, you have a user profile for the Switch, and then separately you have a Nintendo account, which is what you use to buy stuff within the stores. And some people have multiple Nintendo accounts so that they can buy things from multiple countries' Nintendo stores. And what
you have a Japanese account and American account, for example. Right, okay.
Precisely. And so what they're saying is that with the new software update, which will come out on September 18th to have all this online stuff in it, will lock your profile on the Switch to the Nintendo account that it is signed into when you do the update. This is going to go wrong for a lot of people. Yes.
Yes. I think that Nintendo is taking a gamble that it will only affect a vanishingly small minority of people who own it, like people who collect proper nerdy collectors who have buy kind of Japanese bullet hell shooters for their Switch, and on the day have left it signed into their Japanese profile by mistake and fuck themselves. I think that, that's 1% of 1% of people who own Switches, so I think that they're willing to take that gamble,
To be honest, I think they're doing that to make sure that those people stop doing that.
I don't understand why they're not allowed to do that. They're spending money in your store, ain't they?
Well, from Nintendo's point of view, yes, you are, and I definitely see that argument, but it does give them less control over what can come out where and when. And that sort of thing. If they know that people are if a game is released only in Japan and they know that everybody in Europe and in the US just switches over to their Japan account and downloads the game anyway, they're sort of potentially causing problems for the producers of games.
Right.
Especially if there's situations where things aren't released in certain territories for various legal reasons or something like that. And Nintendo are just allowing that game to flood in. They want to be able to have that level of control over it without seeming like arseholes. Because, it's a region-free console, and they made a big thing about that. It was one of its features at the launch thing.
Yeah, and they're kind of taking that away, which is unfortunate. But I think that this will... I would imagine there'll be more than a few people who will import a Japanese Switch now.
You won't need to. It's still region free. It's just that on the Switch itself, you can't access multiple stores, eShops, with the same user profile.
Right, so they'll be, set up a separate profile and
do something
along those lines.
It's enough to deter people. It's well enough for it to go wrong for some people. And they've made very clear there will be no way to undo this. You've designed it like that then, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because it's not...
If it was such a problem, region lock it.
Yeah. So you can still import games from other countries and that sort of thing, which is handy because I've done that on a number of occasions. But
yes, yeah. I've never done it. My brother has, because my brother likes he watches anime and stuff, and he imported a One Piece game, which was fine up until the game told him to do something, and because we don't speak Japanese, we got stuck a bit because there was nothing to help us other than the text.
So yeah,
we got a bit stuck.
I've only ever imported American games. And it's not a difficult thing. They just have them listed on Amazon, but it does give you access to things that you otherwise might not have. I'm looking at the news now and that's it. Shit. Well, that was a short one. But hey.
Yeah. We didn't have to spit another person's opinion.
Yeah. That means Mike's opinion is a solid other half hour. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That without that, then we've done about an hour. That's good, actually. That shows that's the balanced show, that we all have about half an hour's worth of opinion.
Yeah, there you go. Mike, you're worth half hour.
The trouble is now we have to do the what we've been playing, and we both have terrible answers to that question.
So. We have, sadly. So you're going to get the...
I have other things. I've just remembered, okay. But carry on. Please, you go first. Let's talk about Minecraft.
Yes, let's do that, because despite my protestations that I was going to play something else on this, I haven't. So you're going to get the Chuck Foster comes home from work and gets to hear what Emma's done in Minecraft all day experience.
Fun. Awesome.
Fun. Yes, yeah. He can't wait to hear that. I mean, because, well, it got to the point that he had to do maths for me, because Chuck has a degree in math, not in maths, as he always tells me, it's statistics, but he can do... more than basic maths, which is beyond me. So I need to travel a very long distance for something in the game to get to another point in the map, but it's very far. Because as you may or may not know, in Minecraft, one block is 1 meter, essentially.
Right.
So if you travel 100 blocks, that's 100 meters. 1,000 okay. blocks is a kilometer, on and on. So I have to go 22,000 kilometers from where my spawn is to go to a thing to do some achievements. But what you can do is you can bypass this if you go into the Nether, which is like a different dimension in Minecraft. Because in the Nether, for one every one block you travel in the Nether, you travel 8 in the overworld.
Right.
So as Jason pointed out to me on Facebook, you're essentially doing the Event Horizon strategy of going, via another dimension to go a long way around. So Chuck had to show me the formula to work out, because you can display your coordinates. So I know where I need to go in the overworld, but I had to work out the coordinates of where I need to go to the Nether to come out at the right place. So that meant me and Chuck doing some maths and him showing me the formula to work out how far to go in which direction in the Nether. So that was fun, I guess. It was interesting anyway. But I'm now 88 hours in to Minecraft. I'm hoping that in terms of achievements and stuff, I'm now approaching the end. I've nearly kind of completed it, in inverted commas. I've beat the Ender Dragon. I beat the Wither. So I've done the two bosses that the game has to offer. The one thing that I've been putting off, which is an achievement called Beaconator, which is you have to build a fully powered beacon. In order to do that, you beat the Wither boss, which it drops a thing. So I've done that part. The problem is you then have to build a pyramid.
Yeah.
Out of a resource in the world. So iron, gold, emerald, diamonds. Okay. The easiest way to do this, the most available ore is iron to make this out of, because diamonds, emeralds, gold is quite rare. And to try and mine enough to build a pyramid is insane, because you have to build a pyramid like a step pyramid. So it's a 9x9, 7x7, 5x5, 3x3 step pyramid.
Okay.
That constitutes 147 blocks. Okay.
Yeah.
To build a block of iron takes 9 ingots.
Okay.
So 9 times 147, you're mining 1,740 something iron ingots. And I'm about 40% of the way through of doing that at the moment currently.
How long does it take to mine something then?
You have to go and find it first.
Yeah.
So that involves like spelunking down caves, strip mining. And you find usually iron in clusters of 1 to 10 blocks.
Oh, right. I see what the delay is there then.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to go and find it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm currently about 40% of the way. I've built the entire 9x9 bottom. I'm sort of in the middle of the 7x7 layer. So I've got to the 5x5 and the 3x3, and then it will be completed. I'm in the middle of living in caves trying to find enough iron to... I mean, because, it's not that you have to just find the iron. You have to dig it up, then you have to smelt it. So you have to sit there and watch it smelt into an iron ingot. Then you bash it into a block, and then you put the block in the pyramid, and now do it again, and now do it again, and now do it again. when I watched, because I'm a fan of Achievement Hunter and stuff, they did this achievement And it took them, it only took them like an afternoon, but there's six of them. It's only me.
Oh, so can you, you can play in your game with other people there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I haven't got any friends who play Minecraft or you want to play Minecraft with me. So I'm on my own.
So could
so I'm doing this by myself.
So could I get Minecraft and help you build your pyramid?
Yep, you could. You could get Minecraft and spend your entire time in a cave looking for iron with me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I just wondered.
Yeah, I know you're not going to do it, but yeah. But I think that's the thing that's kind of actually, in a way, the odd thing about Minecraft, which is so pleasing, that I started with literally nothing. I, you know, arrived on this world with nothing. And, you know, I've built a house. I'm building a pyramid. You know, I've killed, you know, I've gone to different dimensions. I've killed two bosses. I've got a villager which lives with me who won't leave.
We have that problem here.
No, I didn't, yeah, so. Yeah, I didn't tell you that story, did I? Because there's a thing in this that there's villagers in Minecraft, right? So basically NPCs, and they'll trade with you and things like that. And there's different ones. There's librarians and clerics, and they'll sell you different things. And unfortunately for these guys, they're pretty defenseless, and they can be turned into zombies by the zombie monsters in it.
Right.
So there is an achievement in the game to cure a zombie villager, which is a whole procedure. But I managed to, I mean, a zombie villager basically walked into my area and I thought I could cure him. So I cured him and then he wouldn't leave. So now I've got a roommate who just is in my house. I walk in and he's in my library.
Right.
So I've got a roommate, which I didn't ask for, but you know, I go home and I'm like, oh, look, he's here. Hello, mate. Oh, it's night time. He'll be in now. So he's hanging out with my donkey at the moment because he fell into my pen and can't get out. Yeah, I think that's the pleasing thing about Minecraft is, you know, you start with literally nothing and you end, you know, by the time you're sort of in as far in as me, I've got like a railroad and a farm and a house and a roommate and farm animals and, you know, portals to other worlds and dogs and cats and all sorts of things. So I think that's what's nice about it, for me anyway. And that's why I sort of can't stop playing it.
Fair enough. Do you know what? I don't wish to make fun of it at all. It kind of looks like fun.
But you should make fun of it, though, because it's awful. I've spent 88 hours playing this fucking game by myself.
Yeah, but it's nothing worse than any other game. It has as much value and worth it. In fact, perhaps more, because at least you're thinking, you know, you've done maths, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I did maths. Well, there's pictures of it on the internet.
Someone else to, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, I showed it. Got him to tell me how to do it.
Yeah.
So I can do it myself next time. Yeah, I think a lot of it, you know, sort of selfishly comes to the fact that, you know, on all the achievement pages, it says, you know, do it with, you know, six of you. And I've done it all by myself. So there is a certain amount of kind of joy that comes from it's been hard work, but I did it all by myself and I've got this to show for it, which is nice.
Yeah, well done there. So what have I been playing that isn't F1 2017? I'm kind of ashamed. Do you remember a little while ago we talked about the general disgust and anger around a game called House Party?
Yes.
Sunk like 8 hours into it the other night.
Oh, honestly. Yeah, really? Have you wanked on someone yet?
Not yet, but it was fucking hilarious. Right, so... So there's a few things to discuss. So they since the controversy surrounding particular angles in the storyline, such as I believe one controversial bit was I'm getting ahead of myself. House Party is a game where you go to a house party to sort of see what you can get up to. That's the story. You might get laid, and I did. Like three times, man. It was pretty cool. But this chick was just angry.
Well, obviously, I mean.
But basically, it's an interact with the characters, find out their story, follow different dialogue trees, see what you can say at the different times to cause different reactions and all that sort of thing. As well as sort of solving puzzles, getting items from people or for people or all kinds of stuff like that. And it takes, they do say it takes several playthroughs to get all the different options. And as you do things, it does eliminate other possible options. Like there's a girl, Stephanie, who's a bit fucked up and she wants to do some whippets. For those of you who don't know, that's where you inhale the gas from a can of whipped cream. Just before you push the nozzle down and just before the cream comes out, that's the thing, and you kind of get high for about 4 seconds.
Isn't that just CO2?
Yeah, or right. Is it nitrous or something? It's something oxide.
Oh, okay.
But that's the thing. But you also have the choice of helping this girl realize that she should stop partying and become a doctor. And you can't do both. You can either get her fucked up and make her dance naked, or you can help her realize that she's going to be a doctor. And so, you know, you have moral decisions like that to make. She will get naked really easily. It is a game with boobs, which is quite amusing. And it's all just a lot of fun. What the key is being a grown-up playing it. I sort of allow myself it because I realize I'm not supposed to blackmail girls into sucking me off at parties. Like, it's not going to, I'm not going to pick up bad habits from it, right? It's not, I'm not playing this game thinking, and that's what house parties are like. I'm not doing it because I'm old now. So I'm allowed to play games like that. And it is lots of fun. I spent ages trying to put a spoon in the microwave in the kitchen and it wouldn't let me. There's so many fun characters with it. Basically, the aim is to just get away with as much shit as you can without making this guy named Frank punch you in the face.
Yeah, because he's the straight edge guy, isn't he? Doesn't want alcohol in the house.
Doesn't want alcohol in the house, but when you do want some weed, he's the guy that'll sell it to you. So it's just the alcohol he doesn't like. Girls get drunk because he's taken all the alcohol. Then another girl does want weed, so you've got to find some weed, and it goes on from there. It's great.
I mean, part of me was like, this game was just made so YouTubers could play it and cackle at it. But I mean, you know, it has got a certain kind of carry-on-ish appeal, I suppose. I mean, not that carry-on would ever fully just jizz on somebody, which you can do in this game, as I understand it.
You can definitely get naked and run around, because one of my early tasks was to flash everybody at the party. Oh, shit, I've loaded it. I didn't mean to load that. I was just trying to load Steam. But yeah, it's... I think I got it from Fanatical for about £3,
right,
or something like that. It just popped up and it was like, hey, isn't that game that we were all angry about and upset about a couple of months ago? Oh, and just £3.29, you say. I think I might play that. I'm putting it up. God, I hope something doesn't happen that gets me kicked off Twitch or so. It's a game. I can't, it's not real boobs. I'm not going to show boobs if I can help it. But it's lots of fun, and for £3 something, I'm totally on board. Totally on board.
Cool. And have you done any more 2-point hospital
A lot more 2-point hospital as well. That was the other thing. That's Frank there, everybody who's watching the live stream. He's going to beat me up and everything. And there's the girl, Stephanie.
How's it going, dude?
Yeah. That's what he does. How's it going, dude?
How's it going, dude? Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd actually kind of recommend this, but please don't take it as any way you should live your life. That's really all you have to do. If it's in this game, just because, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, just because you play the game does not mean I condone jizzing on unwilling people.
Absolutely. You must only jizz on willing people.
People, that's right.
But 2-Point Hospital as well. I have been playing that, and it's such a wonderful, lovely game. I'm still yet to find anything to complain about. I have to turn Stephanie off because I know she's not real. Just the motion is distracting. and it's so, as a game, it's still advancing. I've learned about marketing in the game now and training people, doing research. I'm researching further diseases and that sort of thing. And we've moved on to sort of covering different types of ground to build your hospital on. I'm building in an abandoned nuclear plant at the moment.
Nice.
Which has lots of leftover machinery and that sort of thing. It's ever so good. I will bring that up on my video because I need something to bring up. It's just so nice. They've made such a wonderful game that I still can't find a bad thing to say about. So well done to those people that made it. I even went back and I don't know if I mentioned I got Theme Hospital for.
Did you get Theme Hospital?
Yeah, it was 99p on GOG. So.
Oh wow! You know. So cool. Oh, you're gonna love it.
Well, I've played it before.
You played it before, are you?
Yeah, I just got it on GOG because I've got my original Theme Hospital CD. Oh, which doesn't show up on the video because it's green. You see, but it's oddly not compatible with Windows anymore. So,
oh, that is a shame.
Had to get another one. But at 99p, I can live with it. It barely runs. You know, we talk about the backwards compatibility of all these games, but then put a game from 2000 and whatever on a Windows 10 gaming PC from 2018 and tell me that's playable, because it's not anymore. Meltdowns, mm-hmm. That's the place.
That's an
abandoned hospital near the power plant that it keeps being zapped by lightning, which is proper doing my head in. Oh, I've just become a 2-star hospital, though. Oh, that's nice. A good achievement. That just happened when I updated the level. People are being electrocuted all over the place. God. I have a shock clinic. I have a mega scanner now. I don't even know what that does anymore. I've just built it. And yeah, it's wonderful. Wonderful game. I can. Do you know what? I wonder if they'll do any DLC for this in the form of like more diseases or hospital accessories and that sort of thing. I haven't got anything like enough examination tables, though, in general diagnosis. God, Emma, it's a stressful thing being a hospital administrator.
I know,
I'll tell
it's
you.
Like... Yeah, people think it's easy, but, you know, and you've got literally death stalking the corridors and it's full of vermin and your bloody people won't sweep up quick enough and your radiators keep exploding and, you know, it just never ends, does it?
Yes. Oh, my dehumifier is on fire. Shit, hang on. That's when people come in that look like clowns. You put them in the dehumifier and it removes their humor. And that room is dressed up like a circus tent. There's a big cannon in the corner. And bales of hay and coloured lights on strings and that sort of thing. God, it's a gorgeous game. Absolutely gorgeous. Massive queue for GPs, though. It's quite like just any NHS hospital, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the second dying in standing in corridors, being unseen.
Basically, yeah. Basically. God, so many GPs missing. I should probably do something about that at some point. I'll come out of that, so I don't need to do anything about it. But hey, 2 stars. So... But I keep forgetting there are achievements in it, like career goals.
Mm.
So I have one here, capture 100 ghosts. And you get rewards for this. But you have to go into the thing and collect the rewards. And so I always forget because it doesn't pop up and tell you all the time. Slightly irritating. That's one little nitpick because maybe you have to have one, but not really. It's a really good game. And 22 quid, I can't fault it. I really can't fault it. It's gorgeous. It's great. Buy it, everybody. Save and quit. That's it. I don't want to lose my gold star. I could do with it. I don't know. There are some sort of competitive aspects that work within Steam with your Steam friends. And I haven't really explored that aspect of it yet because I would like to compete with Mike, to be honest, because he's playing it as well. And he seems to mm-hmm. always be one step ahead of me. Every new level, you go to it and it's friends who have played this level. Mike has. I get in front and we're not even really competing. It's just when it's always there. So, oh, Mike's already done this. There's only so many times you can hear that before it feels like it's a derogatory. Oh, Mike's already done this. Oh, Mike's already done this. You're doing that.
It's sort of.
So did Mike. Yeah.
Sort of like me and Blakey, actually, because he's sort of the one, I mean, apart from a couple of other people, he's sort of the one person I definitely know who plays Xbox.
Yeah.
And in terms of gamer score, I'm sort of competing with him. In the fact, only in my own mind, because he's 100,000 points ahead of me. But in my own mind, he is my watermark to try and get to, even though I'll never catch him up.
What is your gamer score?
70,000 and I mean, only because I'm just looking at it now, 70,075.
Mine is 17,000.
I mean, because I mean, how many hours have I wasted? But I mean, it's one of those things of, I don't think that's too bad, considering I only sort of went back to gaming in 2013, and I'm sort of number two out of everyone else that I know behind Blakey. Curse him.
I actually have him here on my Xbox friends list. Yeah, he's on 144,000 there.
Yeah, he's literally got double my score.
Wow. He hasn't been.
But he's been playing for twice the amount of time. Yeah. So
I don't really have any. It's when I look at my Xbox Live feed now, it is just Blakey, actually. Well, I'd have thought you'd have shown up on there at some point, but.
Oh, I thought we were friends on there, no?
I didn't know. Yeah, there you are. You're on there. And it even knows that we're friends on Skype as well, which is a bit weird.
There you go. Well, it's all linked in now, isn't it, with Microsoft, so.
Yeah, and there's Mike as well. All right, okay. I haven't really looked at this Xbox Windows app yet.
Yeah, it's all right. If I want to have a look at my Xbox dashboard on my laptop and stuff like that, I can do that. That's quite nice. So, it's useful for me as well. Like, if I'm sort of, before I play, like, if I'm thinking about, I was going to go and, like, for Minecraft, when I was sort of thinking about, okay, well, I want to try and do some achievements today and, like, but what am I doing? So I can actually pop my dashboard up and see sort of how my progress is, and then I can look up stuff sort of with it all in the same window, which is nice. So, but I think that is quite niche, but I mean, that's what I kind of use it for.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Oh, and it has the game store built into it. Okay.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Yeah, it's quite nice. I think it's quite sort of clean and nice looking. It's easy to use and all that sort of thing. So, so gamer score wise, my target for, I wanted to get to 75,000 by the end of this year. So I'm sort of, you know, in range of that now. So that'd be nice to do. Cause I sort of, in my mind, sort of want to get into six figures. That for me is, I'd like to do that. I feel like that sort of is a pretty elite number to get to, you know, in the 100,000s. So that would be nice to achieve for me in terms of gamer sort of cred. That's my aim, really.
What kind of scores do the real crazy people have? Crazy people.
Well, the world record really score. Devoted. Well, the world record score is nearly 2 million. He's probably going to hit 2 million next year. Ray Cox, that is.
Right. Okay. Working hard.
That's working hard also, but his record is somewhat shrouded in controversy because he used to, I mean, people say that he used to live in a frat house and people would play on his account. So you couldn't definitively say he got every single one of those achievements by himself. The person that's directly behind him isn't that far behind, but I mean, the real, I mean, people that, you know, when I was sort of on True Achievements and stuff like that, there are generally sort of the higher range people are in the 300,000 plus mark.
Right.
Sort of, you know, 300,000, 400, 500, 600, sort of in that range.
Fair enough.
I think, you know, if I really wanted to, you know, if money was no object, I could hit that target, you know, next week. Because it's just a case of, you know, there are enough games out there that are sufficiently quick to get 1,000 points in, or fight, you know, 800 or something like that in, but it would cost thousands of pounds, and that's just stupid. So, I mean, just as a regular gamer, just playing regular games, I think that, you know, getting up to into the six figures would be cool to do. So that is my eventual aim. So that's my aim for this year, is to get 75,000 and then move beyond that in 2019. Hopefully, but that's just for me. So yeah, it would be a solitary achievement, but I think it would be cool to do.
I don't have anything like that on the. There's nothing like that on the PS4. Or is
you got trophies?
Yeah, there are trophies, but I don't know if there's like a big score that you can compare with everybody else's big score.
Well, I mean, in terms of PlayStation, it's completion ratio.
Right.
So, oh, in which case,
I've probably got a very awful one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, people who play Xbox are really into the ratio as well, about how many games you own versus the completion percentage you have. But I mean, you know, what you would be looking at in terms of PlayStation. I mean, also, I mean, have you got a platinum trophy for it, which is the 100%, you know, completion thing? So,
I bet Alison's destroyed me then at PlayStation stuff. wondering.
Well, I mean, the Assassin's Creed alone would probably put her up there, because her inclination with those things is to 100% it, whereas, you know, you don't as such going for that. So
yeah, I'm just trying to find my password. I think I can. Oh, right. No, Sony's online stuff is terrifyingly awful. It's the
oh, yeah, because
many...
do you see that? We didn't talk about that, actually, because the PlayStation rolled out a new firmware update and it didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, we've got that.
See that?
Yeah. I don't know what it does. No one knows what it does, but it's version 6.
Yeah, but it's 6.0. Yeah, so like,
yeah.
What?
I know. We have no idea what it does. Oh, that's not PlayStation anything. God, Sony. I don't think they have anything. No, oh, they must. I've signed into my Sony Entertainment Network account. PlayStation, official PlayStation website. Whatever. I'm just vamping because it's like half an hour. But I'll call an end to the show because, you know, we should stop for podcast reasons. But thank you for listening, everybody. Try and catch us on Twitch next week. We generally do Thursdays. Watch out the Simply Syndicated Twitter, all of our Twitters really, and the Facebook group for Simply Syndicated, where we talk about stuff. You'll find out alerts and warnings there. Yeah, so I think if we take a break, I'm whatever. So this is the end of the show now for podcasting. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. See you later. Bye bye.